good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit this afternoon. During his meeting, Prime Minister Modi said his visit to Russia reflects their close coordination and deep friendship. He said the relations between the two countries will get better with the opening of the new consulate in Gaza. On the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Mr. Modi reiterated India's stance that the Russia-Ukraine conflict should be resolved in a peaceful manner.
रूस और यूक्रेन के बीच चल रहे संघर्ष के विषय पर हम लगातार संपर्क में रहे हैं। हमारा मानना है कि समस्याओं का समाधान शांतिपूर्ण तरीके से ही होना चाहिए। शांति और स्थिरता की जल्द से जल्द बहाली का हम पूरी तरह समर्थन करते हैं। हमारे सभी प्रयास मानवता को प्रमुखता देते हैं। आने वाले समय में भी भारत हर संभव सहयोग देने के लिए तैयार है।
Speaking on the occasion, President Putin welcomed the Indian government's decision to open its consulate in Gaza. Later, Prime Minister Modi described his meeting with President Putin as an excellent one. In a social media post, he said, "The bond between India and Russia is deep-rooted." Mr. Modi said the talks focused on how to add even more vigour to the bilateral partnership across diverse sectors. Prime Minister Modi reached the Russian city this afternoon on a two-day visit to take part in the BRICS summit beginning tomorrow. The theme of the summit is strengthening multilateralism for a just global development and security. India and Singapore have agreed to enhance industry cooperation, especially in niche domains such as automation and artificial intelligence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Singaporean counterpart Dr. Nia Hiang Khen co-chaired the 6th India-Singapore Defence Ministerial Dialogue in New Delhi today. Both ministers expressed satisfaction with the growing defence cooperation between the two countries. Both sides agreed to boost defence cooperation in emerging areas like cyber security. They also agreed to extend the bilateral agreement on joint military training for the next 5 years. During the meeting, the Defence Minister of Singapore acknowledged that India is a strategic voice for Asia's peace and stability. Union Home Minister Amit Shah stressed the importance of legislative clarity in drafting of laws to minimize the scope for judicial interference. Addressing the legislators of the Gujarat Assembly at a legislative drafting workshop in Gandhinagar, Mr. Shah said that the more grey areas there are in drafting, the greater the scope for judicial interpretation. He said that clear and flawless legislation not only aids in its implementation, but also helps in bringing transformation to the democratic system. Joint Committee of Parliament on Waqf Amendment Bill 2023 has suspended TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee from attending the meeting of the panel for a day. The decision has been taken following his unruly behaviour during the panel's meeting at Parliament House today. Sources said Mr. Banerjee had a heated argument with BJP MP Abhijit Gangopadhyay during the meeting, and later he resorted to unruly conduct. The filing of nominations has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra with the issuance of notifications today. Voting in the two states will be held on the 20th of next month. In Karnataka, three persons lost their lives after an under-construction building collapsed in Bengaluru this evening. As per preliminary reports, around 16 labourers are believed to be trapped under the debris. The police and the fire and the emergency team rushed to the spot to rescue those stranded. The operation is underway when reports last came in. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is gaining strength in the Bay of Bengal and is heading towards Odisha coast to make a landfall on the intervening night of this Thursday and Friday. All schools in 14 coastal and neighbouring districts in the state will remain closed for 3 days from tomorrow, while all scheduled exams have also been cancelled. In hockey, the group stage match between India junior men's team and host Malaysia is underway in Johor Bahru. India are currently leading the table with 6 points, having won both matches in the tournament. They kicked off their campaign with a 4-2 victory over Japan. And the BSE Sensex tanked 930 points to close at 80,221, while the NSE Nifty plunged 309 points to settle at 24,472. And that is the end of this news bulletin.